Well, it is good to be back. I'm not going to kid you. I had a chance to drive around several states while I was away, looking at colleges and universities for one of my children. What an education that was for me, actually. And spent time in Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, West Virginia, all over that part of the country. And, you know, saw some beautiful countryside, beautiful real estate. This is a fabulous country. And the people, every bit as good. And I will tell you this, because this is key to me, this notion that somehow the country's filled with racism and divide. No, the news is filled with racism and divide. That you see on television in the big media outlets and the big, you know, papers like the New York Times and Washington Post, that's filled with racism and angst because they have to have winners and looters. Winners and looters, that sounds about right, actually. Looters and losers. And they have to have this drama to sell papers, to have people tune in. But out there in the real world here in America, it's not there. I saw people of every size and shape and description getting along, doing well, smiling, saying good morning, how you doing, good to see you, all of this. The idea that we're a divided country along racial lines, no. Despite the efforts, the best efforts from the Democrats and their media whores that carry the water for them, it just doesn't seem to be true. You know, and it doesn't matter what social media tells you and what the news media tells you and what these other folks it's not true. Go travel the country. Look around. See for yourself. You'll find out that this has all been grotesquely exaggerated. Are there racists? Of course there are. Is there a racial divide in this country like you've been told? No, there really isn't. Although it's worse today than it was maybe 5 years ago because of this constant fueling of the narrative. You keep telling people, oh, it's this, it's this, it's this. And, you know, by the way, when I was away, you know, I caught wind of this story. I'll be doing it a little bit later today. That the whole plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan was a ruse, a setup created by a dozen informants and actual FBI personnel, special agents of the FBI, with informants and others, a dozen of them, to get some out-of-work, desperate, angry, lonely men involved with an idea to kidnap the governor. They set the whole thing up, put it in motion. The governor, like I had said at the time, those people involved in that plot, the ones that I had seen, were a far bigger danger to themselves than they were to anybody else. Oh, we're going to kidnap the governor and run her to Wisconsin. Really? How are you going to do that? You're going to outrun a Motorola? You're going to outrun the radios, the cell phones, the cameras, the drones? Please. One of the dumbest things I had ever heard then, and it hasn't changed, by the way. Let's see. Speaking of which, while we're talking about propaganda and so forth, let's talk about one of the biggest propaganda weasels of all time. And weasels, you know, it's probably not fair to weasels to include this guy, but he's about as sleazy as they come. His name is Adam Schiff, of course. Adam Schiff, the feckless politician, congressman from California, who propagandized some of the biggest lies of my lifetime, including the Russia hoax, the Ukraine hoax, the idea that the 2020 election was completely on the up and up. He now has the audacity to attack Republicans about the nature of their statements and the veracity of what they say when it comes to January the 6th. It's remarkable. It's also bite number three. Listen to this.
Well, it tells you where Kevin McCarthy is and where the Republican Party is, and that is they're an anti-truth party. They don't want the facts to come out about January 6th, and we really already saw them punish Liz Cheney by stripping her of her leadership position, and not for anything having to do with the Select Committee, but because she refused to carry the president's big lie about the election. And she was willing to speak candidly about January 6th and where she thinks the Republican Party ought to go.
Yeah.
So the retribution began earlier. It wouldn't surprise me if they did more, but it just shows how hollow that party has been, how much it has been hollowed out by the former president, and it's really more of a cult of his personality now.
Mm-hmm. Says one of the biggest embarrassments in American history, a guy who propagated a lie upon you and upon me about the Russia hoax, the whole narrative that Donald Trump had strippers in his hotel room, and Donald Trump had done this and done that, and da-da-da-da. All lies, all of it, that somehow Donald Trump had a direct pipeline to information and influence from Russia. All a lie, propagated, perpetuated by Adam Schiff, who then was involved in the impeachment, the Ukraine impeachment, impeachment number one, which was a complete travesty. The second impeachment was a bigger travesty for which there is no justification to do an impeachment, what, in 15 minutes? The drive-through impeachment. Hey, can I have fries with that? Adam Schiff would be best served being quiet. My opinion. Adam Schiff would be best served being quiet. He's an embarrassment to his party. He's an embarrassment to this country, frankly. Anyhow, feckless weasel is about as polite as I can be with that. While I was away, did you go to patriotfoods.com? Because if you didn't, you're really missing out. Patriotfoods.com is a place to support American farmers. It's a place to make sure the food that's on your table is grown by American farmers and not someplace in a distant part of the world. When you shop, you need to look at the labels. Patriotfoods.com, along with U.S. Farm Hub, they can, first of all, get you fruits and vegetables, steak, meats and cheeses for your deli tray, for your next big sandwich, can all come from patriotfoods.com. If you spend $100, it's delivered to your doorstep anywhere in America, free of charge. And they help out military families in need. How do you beat that? The answer is you don't. And we are supporters of each other here. Patriot Foods supports me, I support them, and so should you. Patriotfoods.com. Check that out real quick. Quick break now. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back with sports and a couple of your phone calls. Don't go anywhere.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUsKids, and the Ad